drain babies. You've probably heard of drain babies before, most likely from a friend who heard it from their roommate, who heard it from their uncle's war buddy. You probably wrote it off as just another stupid urban myth, but you're wrong. Dead wrong. A few years ago, I found myself living in a flop house in a shady neighborhood outside of downtown Denver. It was a typical place you might expect a dude right out of college to be. It was a huge Victorian place, at least 100 years old. There were 5 roommates. I was the last one to move in, so I took the pantry because that was the only room left with a door. With that many people in the house, it was hard to get any personal time, if you know what I mean. I didn't have a girlfriend, so I needed some time to myself. I would use the shower, mainly because the shower noise blocks what you're doing, but also lubricants are readily available, and there's an easy cleanup factor. Okay, sorry if I'm getting a little off topic. Let's see. Oh yeah, drain babies. Okay, back to my story. One day I was playing Mario Kart and drinking 40s with a few of my roommates, Chris and Augie, when we heard this strange noise coming from inside the walls. I remember Chris remarked that it sounded like a slee stack from Land of the Lost. Slee stack is funny, so we all had a good laugh and didn't really pay the noise any attention. It was an old house, noisy pipes. All these noises were quite common. After having a few more beers, we decided to head over to the local bar and have a few shots. I was a little buzzed from the 40s, so I decided to take a shower and sober up. Plus, I thought maybe in case there were any girls down there, I didn't want to smell bad. The noise in the walls seemed especially loud once I was in the bathroom. I turned on the water to start warming it up. The bathroom started filling with steam and started fogging the mirror. The slee stack sound was really loud now, and you could hear the pipes banging around in the walls, causing the house to quake. I walked over to the tub and looked inside. Out of the drain, a black ooze was bubbling out. It smelled rotten and had clumps of hair and scuzz floating in it. I turned the faucet off and the noise and quaking suddenly stopped. You'll never believe what happened next. I decided to reach down into the goop, put a finger in the drain, and see if I could dislodge what was causing the blockage. Oh man, that was disgusting. I could feel this crap oozing between my fingernails and saturating my skin. Just inside the drain, I could feel a rubbery gob on the tip of my finger. I was trying to pinch it and pull it out when all of a sudden I was yanked in. Something had a hold of my finger and had it pulled into the last joint. I thought my finger was going to be pulled right out of the socket, no joke. I was screaming in pain and put my foot on the tub and gave it one more yank. It came loose and I went flying backwards across the room, my momentum throwing me against the wall and splattering the black crud over the inside of the shower tiles. Right about then, Augie busted in and was like, "Dude, what the fuck? You took a shit all over the shower." I told him no and explained what happened. In disbelief, he said he would be right back with a coat hanger and would use it to jam the block loose. A few minutes later, he came back with a stretched-out coat hanger and started jamming it in a drain. He looked at me and said, "This is really fucking clogged, dude. What did you do?" All the while stabbing the coat hanger in. Then the coat hanger sucked out of his hand right down the drain. "What the fuck?" This really pissed Augie off, so he grabbed the plunger and started plunging like crazy. He gave a final strong plunge and pulled the plunger up out of the tub. His face turned white as he stared blankly into the tub. "What is it?" I said, and ran over to see what he was looking at. A baby's arm, down to the shoulder, was sticking out of the drain, flopping around like a fish out of water. So now you know the truth. We were on the news for a few days because of our discovery. A few right-wing fundies picketed in front of our house calling us baby killers. But eventually it all died down and drain babies became legend. But this is no legend. This is true.